Ko moiawa tamanui, France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. The new chair of Te Ohu Kaimoana, Pahia Turia, says locking something up forever doesn't fit with Māori notions of kaitiakitanga. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has ruled out fast-tracking legislations to create a 620,000 square kilometre ocean sanctuary around the Kermadec, and says the government is committed to working with Māori on a solution. Mr. Turia says the Fisheries Settlement Trust is hosting a wānanga on Thursday to explore what an Indigenous-led approach to ocean management would look like. He says iwi are united that the current government proposal wasn't right and undermined the fisheries settlement.
It's the same with, you know, things that have happened on land as well. It's just the erosion of these rights and interests that our people have. The fear is that if we allow them to do it with this, then it opens the door for them to basically do whatever they want with treaty settlements, and, you know, really brings into question the integrity of the Crown and the integrity of these settlements.
Māori Party leader John Tamihere says he's not expecting any deal with Labour over the Māori electorate, or even after the election. The Māori Party is running a two-tick campaign rather than trying to win the Māori seats and letting Labour harvest the party vote. He told Radio Wātea host Dale Husband that when Rāwhiti Waititi's win in Wairiki in 2020 brought Te Pāti Māori back into Parliament, it wrote to the Prime Minister asking to be part of the government on similar terms to the Greens, but it was denied.
If they did a relationship with us, okay, in terms of us taking the constituency electorate seats, all seven of them, and party vote Labour, that might be a fair agreement. They're not prepared to do that. You're asking me to negotiate things with the Labour Party when they refuse to negotiate anything with the Māori Party.
John Tamihere. A Māori community leader says Western Bay of Plenty District Council's decision to create a Māori ward at the next local board elections is a huge step forward after a 15-year battle. When the issue was last raised in 2017, a poll found 78% against Māori wards. This time, the council decided not to invite public consultation before voting 9-3 in favour. Mabel Wharekawa-Burt says there's still work to do.
We should be, according to our numbers, entitled to at least two members on there. But that's another road. The thing is, we're in the door. It's a fabulous day for my people.
Western Bay of Plenty is the 36th of 78 councils to establish Māori wards. And that's your Wātea English News.